Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, James, come on.
Word up.
Word up.
Word up.
Is this your day?
It's my day. But I think it's a lot of women my ages.
Day?
Day.
Yeah.
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 We all collectively woke up at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel that it was just like a vibration. You know,
sure.
The earth was just like shaking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that was fucking weird. And then woke up to get, you know, the kid ready for school. 6:30, chipper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just like the whole world was ahead of me. Gorgeous day, sunrise, you know, so much possibility. And then I read that Jason Momoa is getting divorced. And I thought, okay. Okay.
So
that makes sense.
I read about this last night when you were sleeping. It was on Twitter.
That must have been.
That Momoa was divorced, and literally every woman on Twitter was just like, oh, that is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
That is a shame. But holler at me, Momoa.
No.
Since we did.
We thought that. We thought that. And then we read the statement.
Look, Momoa's a different type of dude.
No. He's not. He's actually exactly what you think.
He posted a statement. That's how we found out about the divorce. We thought it would only be fair if Robert Fox,
the resident, the real actor here,
the third.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when we go into dramatic readings? You're Robert Fox the third. You're no longer Hot Bob. You're Robert Fox the third, mm-hmm. yes. dramatic actor from West Side Story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Pride of Gypsies, which we can get into, is his Jason Momoa's Instagram.
Username.
Anyways, and so this is the statement that he put out today as read by Robert.
Robert Fox III. Go,
thank
Robert.
You. Yes, thank you. Thank you. This is Jason Momoa on divorce. Okay. We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times.
Yeah, these people are out of fucking control, dude. Okay, go.
A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thought you were.
Feeling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring.
Yes.
And so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage. We share this not because we think it's newsworthy, but...
You fucking know it is, but go ahead.
So that as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty.
Yeah.
The love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived.
Mm.
We free each other to be who we are learning to become.
You know who's looking sane right now? Sorry, carry on. Finish.
Our devotion, unwavering, to this sacred life and our children. Teaching our children what's possible. Living the prayer. May love prevail.
JNL. That's Jason and Lisa.
Jason and Lisa.
Lisa Bonet.
Oh, can I show the rest of the post?
Oh, please.
Is there more to that?
It's just pictures.
It's a picture of a moon.
Moon.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Okay.
Some art.
Put that on screen there. Yeah. What's the show the moon one to the audience?
So the moon one.
Beautiful
horrible,
moon.
Horrible grainy picture of a moon. Next.
Terrible moonshot.
Weird art spike things in nature.
Okay.
What does that say? May my soul shout.
Love.
Love.
Yep.
Yeah.
One more.
Oh.
A little bird.
Wait, a little baby bird.
There's a baby bird in a hand? Is that his hand?
That's definitely not his hand.
No, it's like his kid.
Yeah, or it's his kids.
They have kids together, right? Am I?
I think probably. So.
Yeah, he said they did in the thing.
Okay.
Man, the bird one really got me. I don't know how I'm going to operate throughout the day knowing that photo is out there. Did that bird live or die, you think?
And you know, it is... It's just beginning its journey.
The bird or...
Yes, the bird. That's okay. The bird and him. They're both beginning their journey now.
Mm-hmm. Let me answer your question with a question.
Please.
Is death not life?
Right.
As boy. Jason Momoa would say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
As we assume Jason Momoa would say?
Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, fucking shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Secondly, you know who's looking really sane right now? Do you remember Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
Conscious uncoupling.
Uh-huh.
Now look, she didn't say much more than that, but if you hear her talk about it, like when she was saying it, like divorce just sounds so, you know, divorce is, you know, a shitty word, whatever, but we're still fully going to hang out, but whatever.
Yeah.
When she explains it, she sounds sane. Momoa. He's going through it, and I think it's just a little bit too soon.
Sure.
To post a little bit, baby bird. It's a little bit too raw, I think.
I'm really sorry I just walked in. Jason Momoa is getting divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah, Giorgio. Yeah.
It's because of Dune. It's because he shaved his beard in Dune, and he lost all his magical powers.
No.
Yeah, and by the way, they were married for 5 years. Why does it seem like they've been married for
30.
20 years?
I think because she's probably in her 50s, I would guess. How old is Lisa?
Maybe they just...
Boner. Reed White saying Ruben. Ruben should have read... Ruben Schneider actually has a great voice.
He really does.
But he's not here, Reed. So
he really does.
54 for her, and he's what, 39?
34, 35.
No.
He's 42.
Oh, he's 42. Yeah, oh, okay. Okay. That's not terrible.
Well, he also had her poster in his locker in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The story of when he saw her on TV and told his mom, Mama, I'm going to marry her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking puke. Now listen.
Great. It's a great story.
Listen.
You gotta dream it to achieve it. You know that, James.
What do you, now, we all kind of know what happened from like blind items.
No, I don't actually.
We didn't know if it was like an open, we didn't know if she was cool with it, but he was definitely out being messy, you know.
With other girls?
Yeah.
Well,
quite look. A bit, but we also, I guess people kind of assumed like, she's fucking cool with it. Like, you know what I mean?
Her first husband was Lenny Kravitz. So
right. They have.
You got to be cool with sharing.
Yeah.
A rock star.
They have that vibe.
Yeah.
But it's also like, who can Jason Momoa be with now?
Boy, it's endless. The possibilities are endless.
Because he is like, he's not great. We read his post, Giorgio.
As an actor, he's not great.
As an actor, he's not great. As like a, you know what I mean? He's not great. But something about being with Bonet like gave him this, it was like a cosign, right?
I think it's because like he became like the most attractive man in the world from Game of Thrones, like all of a sudden.
It yeah, was, but like, he was like the dude. Unavailable and he was like with this older woman and they had kids and they were like, he like loved her so much.
Yeah.
And there was something about that like gave him a different dimension besides just dumb.
He made
hot
it okay to
gypsy.
Be a guy.
He what?
He made it okay to be a guy. Like he made it okay to be yeah. like this alpha strong man yeah. because he was dating the older woman,
yeah.
was the good guy.
Yeah.
But then we realized he wasn't the good guy.
Yeah. Look, with Momoa, I it's tough because one of my close friends is his best friend.
Yeah.
I've never hung out with Momoa, but every story he's always said is like he's the greatest guy
but
ever
I will
and
say,
super nice. So
your friend is a little bit like that
yes,
too.
Yeah. Just
God bless him. But he's a little bit
over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like love and the world. Uh-huh. Yeah, and
man,
you know.
We had like such an experience the other night.
Yeah, when people say they had an experience with
sure.
you rather than just hanging out with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a different level where you're like, sure we did.
Yeah.
Where it makes it seem like you were doing ayahuasca every night versus just hanging out with somebody watching the game.
Right. Or you just know? Like going on a hike with your bros.
Yeah.
Turned just, into this like
formative experience about life. And,
bros don't go on hikes. Those are closeted gay men who haven't told their families.
No, they're just like really, they're Momoas.
Text,
they're pride of gypsies.
By the way, so our new CFO is Ari. I don't know if he's been on the show or not. Text Ari and just tell him to watch the fucking show before he calls. Right now, Bob, just text Ari and be like, just watch. Ross says, watch the fucking show.
Well, Ross, this is the 30 minutes right now in this month that's not a Jewish holiday. So he's trying to get all the
he's
work in
get all,
right
now.
Why is
he texting
holiday.
You about
my God, dude. No,
headlines?
The phone rings.
Oh.
Jesse and I only keep our phones by us in case it's literally our kids'
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
Otherwise, family, friends, everybody knows. Like, hey, dude, just flip on YouTube. If the show's live, don't fucking call. It's that easy. Tell Ari, hey, quit being a dum-dum, okay?
If he wants to talk to you, he can get in the chat like everybody
yes,
else.
Yes, dude. We
text him and tell him that we're giving him like lots of shout-outs. Lieutenant Dan's Legs, which is a really great name, YouTube
yeah.
name, gave us $4.99 and said, finally got a new job where I won't miss the Nooner crew going live, so welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you changed your entire
life.
Work
you,
schedule for us, and that's what we
us.
Kind of ask of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, it's all like this. I love they put out these statements first, and then the lawyers get involved, and then it's not so fucking
fun
cutesy anymore. Mm-hmm. And we don't love and respect each other so much,
right?
Anymore?
Sure.
You know, we've just decided. Once there's lawyers, like you
Dr.
guys
Dre.
Are going to get divorced and you've got Aquaman money, Bonet money. I mean, some stuff is going to have to
mm-hmm.
get a little
messy. It's going to get messy.
Messy.
Because, you know, those two free spirits didn't sign a prenup. Hey, it's the world. It's love.
No, no.
Everything else, no. Not a prayer. Not one fucking prayer. Fucking Dr. Dre. It all seems nice. And then, again, the lawyers get involved.
Now, Dr. Dre did not. They did not put out any statement first.
So it's done, by the way. Mm-hmm. She got 100 and literally lived in his Malibu mansion that was his until the last hour of the court order to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, hey, dude, you're real close to squat. Like, yeah. She was, it was like a midnight and she got out of there at like 11:58.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he got off very easy.
Well, he got $1 billion. It's, you know, there's some money though that he didn't get. Like he didn't get that chronic money, or the doggy style money. Like, that all went to Death Row. So a huge chunk of his catalog was gone. I mean, that was signed away to Suge Knight and then Suge Knight went bankrupt and that got sold to a Canadian firm. So, the Beats by Dre deal was huge, but that, a lot of people don't know these deals are structured in years where it's like you don't get it all at once.
It's still a $1 billion deal for the Beats.
It is, but yeah, again, you're not getting it all at one time.
No,
so.
But think of all of those like off-book investments that he made that were super high interest to, you know, people that he knew from his past.
What is that? You're losing money on that, Giorgio.
Really?
Yeah.
On the street? You're losing money in the streets?
Are you fucking kidding me? You think they came back to pay rich-ass Dr. Dre? Oh, hey, I owe you 20 grand for that car wash that I said I was going to open that I never opened. Here's your money back with interest, Dr. Dre.
Giorgio, you sound like you're not from the streets, yeah, but we dude. Know that you are.
It's crazy. What's coming out of your mouth, Giorgio?
Well, I'm not smoking weed this week, so.
Oof, that's not good for anyone. But when one door closes, Jesse... Another one opens.
Sure.
Okay. We had darkness. Mm-hmm. Now we have light. Mm-hmm. Megan Fox announced last night, right around the same time, by the way.
Right.
That she was engaged to MGK.
Meg Against the Machine, yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't sound that great.
No.
No. Jabes Against the Machine sounds better.
Megan?
No. Megan Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Megan? Are they going to combine that? And go Megan.
Megan Kelly.
For Machine Gun Kelly.
Megan. Megan. Now that's, I can't think of anything better than that.
Thank you.
So obviously because you're famous.
Me?
No. Megan Fox and Momoa and them, right?
Sure.
You have to put a post up either exclaiming your divorce or exclaiming your engagements and your love. And for this, we're going to actually call back in Robert Fox III for another dramatic reading. So if you pull up Megan Fox's Instagram from last night, she also made a post about their engagements. And the last line is shocking, and I can't wait to hear it in Bob's voice. This is a dramatic reading from Robert Fox
III. It would be funny,
III.
Too. In like Delco's monotone hatred voice too.
Well, also he's wearing a Foot Locker t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. He really is. He is a ref.
He's a referee.
He's a referee in Puerto Rico.
Yep. Yep. So go ahead, Robert.
All right. It's from Megan Fox. In July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree. We asked for magic.
Yes.
We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time. Unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off the love and the karma.
And the karma. Now that's what
karma.
That's what I find hilarious, because I think she just bounced out of the household with her three kids or four kids with Brian Austin Green.
No, they're...
Her karma's not great.
I think they're... They got a divorce.
I don't think it's finalized or anything yet.
I
For
don't
real.
Know.
Continue,
Bob
Roberts.
Is doing his first love job right now, so we're going to need to let him finish that before
absolutely
we make him look that up.
Well, look, I'm Wahlberg in Boogie Nights. All right, I can go again.
Okay, Please don't start from the beginning.
No, you can start. You can pick up where you left
there
off.
There you go.
After karma.
Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together.
Was it hell?
And having laughed more than I imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood.
Yeah.
Now, did they drink each other's blood? I don't really.
That's the question.
I'm voting yes.
I am too.
I'm voting yes. Only, I mean, it would be, it's funnier and a lot more self-aware and awesome if it's a joke.
Yeah.
But I choose to believe that these two weirdos did that.
Do you remember the Nick Swartzen joke where he's like, I had to feed my cat diarrhea to make the joke real or whatever? He's like, my cat has diarrhea. What have you been feeding it? Diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then apparently he said someone was like, that's not very nice to do to your cat. And he was like, it's not real. It's not real.
I wasn't actually,
he was like, come on, kitty, the joke's got to be real.
Exactly.
I think we're past that point, and I think that now everyone is like, it's got
to
be real. I can't
it
say
it
unless
be
we
real.
I agree. I agree, and I think they probably did drink each other's blood afterwards.
This is just a bad time in these times. Angelina and Brad impersonation. Like, they've been done, did this.
No, this is Angelina and Billy Bob.
Oh, that's right, Billy Bob. Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
This is the new era.
The problem with Brad is that he wouldn't drink blood. And she was just like, fuck this, right? But this is very, you're right. This is vibes of Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob.
And if you look at the two, is there a better comparison for a young Angelina Jolie than Megan Fox?
Oh my gosh.
Both of them are...
The only one that's not fitting into the narrative is Billy Bob, and he never has.
But look at Billy Bob and MGK. He doesn't fit into the narrative.
No, they're both just like kind of a strange, like solo guys. They're not cookie cutter by any means.
Right.
Yeah.
In another life, Billy Bob Thornton was MGK. Billy Bob Thornton started as a rapper and then became an emo musician.
You know, look, I'm all for love, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't believe anybody loves each other this much.
Ah, Jabes.
And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow, I said yes.
Yeah. I think I said the same thing to you when I proposed to you, Jesse.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just...
You have to make an Instagram post. So, yeah.
Do you?
You do.
I didn't.
No, but if you're a celebrity of that that big, Jesse, you've got
and look,
to.
They're giving everyone exactly what they want, and hopefully everyone's asking if they really drank the blood. You know,
right?
They're doing it right.
Bill Schofield said Bobby Thrice's moving read was the only thing keeping me from praying to switch bodies with Terry Schiavo over that post. I understand that. I understand that a lot because. When I read shit like this from both of them, you understand why people hate celebrities so much.
Yeah.
Like, you get it.
Yeah.
Somebody just said this in a fucking article recently where it was just like, man, the hatred for celebrities now is so easy because they make it easy. They just make it, like, huge celebrities like this. Like
that was Aquaman that wrote that.
Yes.
That was Aquaman.
Aquaman,
it
dude.
Wasn't.
And that was the girl from Transformers that just wrote that.
Yeah.
And then the other one too, like you look at these celebrities and you're just like, fuck man, is this what we're doing? Pull up this morning I woke up to The
what
Rocks.
Are they
the
doing
Rocks post,
it?
Pull up The Rocks Instagram.
Okay, there's a video that accompanies this, by the way. Like of the engagement.
Of the engagement. Yeah. It's not super interesting, but okay. Yeah. But yes, they did put a video with it.
They did?
Yeah, but it's very,
who
you know.
Shot it? And do you not know the camera's there? That's all right. So you're looking at a master right there, and then there was a.
Is there a single song on it?
So there's a single on her. It's obviously a dirty single. Let's see if there's a single on him. So that's two cameras in that setup right there. And then one was closer. Are they punched in on that?
There's three.
There's three cameras, yeah.
But it's just three iPhones.
So what? You're going to say you don't know what's going on in the middle of the thing with three people surrounded with iPhones or
that's
those
not
are
my...
stationary. Those are on tripods.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. So you're saying when you walked up there to propose, you were so shocked that there was three cameras there that you didn't know it was going to happen and go down?
No, Ross, he proposed. They did it again. She was like, oh, hold on. She went and got her phone, her manager's phone, and her backup iPhone. And she's like, do it again.
Her burner phone?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're doing it on the side where you can see my thumb.
You don't want to see the thumb.
You don't want to see the thumb.
No, the hammer thumbs you don't want to see.
Are they both or just one?
There's both. It's that's the only thing wrong with Megan Fox.
Seriously.
I remember we had...
It's the only thing.
I forget how many years ago was this. We had this drinking bro who stopped by the studio. And I mentioned the hammer thumb thing on air. And he goes, oh, gross. I could never marry her.
Oh,
and I was
please.
Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up.
You would find a way. You would find
love always
a way.
Does.
Yeah, you would find a way to get past that thumb.
So I woke up I went to bed to those last night, and then I woke up, Bob, pull up The Rock's Instagram from this morning, and I'm like, fuck, dude. I hate it. I hate all of this. So this is The Rock and Jeff Bezos from behind. I don't know why you would post that. And he says, happy birthday to my tequila drinking buddy, because he's got a fucking tequila company.
Sure.
And Ohana, whatever the fuck that means.
That's from
Moana?
Moana.
I don't know. and that's Jeff Bezos.
No, it's like Hawaiian.
Ohana means family in Hawaiian.
Oh, it does? Great. Great. So The Rock and Jeff Bezos are family. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you that he has all the tools to run a successful company one day, but he just needs to figure out a delivery system that meets... Pop that back up, Bob.
It's funny.
That meets... It
is. It's funny.
It's funny, but like, when did you become best friends with Jeff Bezos?
I think he must have a
delivery
system
that meets the needs of its consumers. He's a good man and a good hang, very kind soul, big laughs, the big heart. That's Bezos.
And right.
The only picture you could show is the two of you guys from behind?
Because they don't really hang out.
No shit.
Nah, look at their backs. Like, they're the same person. I think that's what it's saying. They're indistinguishable in life and in business.
Yeah,
So you might be joking. I sat there and genuinely thought about that way longer than I should have this morning. Of like, why would you post this? And that thought came into my mind. And I was like, no. You're not comparing yourself to Jeff Bezos, are you?
No, he's not. But he wants the world to know that he knows him.
Which is weird to me. The Rock has the most followers, I think, as a male on Instagram. It might be Cristiano Ronaldo ahead of him. I think that might be the only person that's ahead of him, other than, you know, ahead of The Rock. He's ahead of Bezos. Like, it's not like Bezos has a ton of followers. So, it's strange.
Right.
And a picture from behind. Why from behind? It's exactly like Giorgio said. That's what I was thinking about. Man, are we walking through this life step by step? What's the meaning? What's the hidden meaning of this? And I kept trying to swipe of like, oh, maybe there's going to be one from the front. No, it's just two from behind. And then you're saying that's Jeff Bezos. That could have been anyone. It could have been any bald man named like Steve or something like that. But no.
Right.
It's my, Ohana. Oh, no. Jeff Bezos.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, look.
Mana and aloha out there to all our Hawaiian listeners.
If you knew Bezos.
Mahalo.
You would wish him a happy birthday, too.
Would I?
Yeah. My bro in life and business.
Did anyone see if Jeff Bezos reposted it, though? Because then you know, like, who's the better friend.
Interessant.
Yeah.
You can check that.
I took a picture with Papa John at the Derby last year. I didn't write, hey, here's me and my N-word hanging out.
Yeah,
you know?
You fucking milk that picture you post for Papa John's birthday, for his actual birthday.
Could you imagine?
For, like, you use that picture.
I should write the next time it's Papa John's birthday. Just be like, oh, man, is one entrepreneur
Buddy
to another.
Yep.
My bro in this life, me and Papa John, just, you know.
Uh-huh.
You got to make it.
We're in suits together at the Derby too, so it looks like we're bros.
You got to make it themed though. Be like happy to be the garlic dipping sauce to this guy's.
Yeah.
Fucking stick.
Make a little joke about like maybe 20 more months and he'll figure it out.
Thanks for letting me be the peppercini in your pizza box, buddy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Oh, that'd be so good. I should start doing shit like that. Happy birthday.
Or like any picture you have of a celebrity. Yeah. Just like milk it and do a long post about your friendship and your family.
Because I'm always pretty honest when I post. I'm like, look, I was super honest about the Ron White photo. I don't know if you read that caption. Because I'm like, look, you take these social media pics, obviously, to promote the show. The skeleton just fell down, Jabes. Momoa.
That's Momoa right there.
It's the ground still shaking. Mm-hmm. Just knocked the skeleton off of Jesse's desk. But when you take these pics after doing a show with a celebrity or whatever, post them on social media to promote the show. And hey, here's who's on tonight, right? With Ron White, I was so nervous. I posted under the pic the real story of that. We were at a golf tournament. I had 5 golf balls in my left pocket. And he was next to me. And I was so afraid that when we posed, because I knew the picture was coming, that he would think it was my dick pressed against his leg.
Right.
So I moved all 5 golf balls to the right pocket.
Right.
So when you see this picture, it looks like I have this huge fucking bulge there. And you're like, why would a human have that many things in his pocket like that? But I was honest about the story, you know?
Yeah, this, but you're no better or different.
This doesn't look like
you're doing the exact same thing as The Rock.
I literally said, because he's on the show tonight, right? Ron White is not my homie in real life. He's not my mana. He's not my Terramana. He's not my...
Your Ohana.
Whatever, dude. He's not my Momoa.
Come on, dude.
He's not my Moana.
He's not your Moana or Mahana.
No, like I'm not really beef fries with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's pretty much just you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And maybe I'll start just taking photos of you from behind. And then that's it. I'll just post that.
You're welcome.
And then we'll have people guess.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Because of dead ass.
Sure.
Girl.
Yeah.
But we'll just start taking black and whites from behind and being like, yeah, let people guess of what this means.
Right. Or just take pictures of behind and then just say it's someone else. Mm-hmm.
Who would you look like from behind? Who should I say?
No, not me. I'm saying like anybody.
I've got to use you as well. Like, that's what we do.
I have no idea. But I'm saying like, you know, Giorgio in a suit. You guys are walking upstairs. It's like, who is it, right?
It's probably Elijah Wood.
Yeah, you're going to tag Elijah Wood. You're going to be like... Ohana, my brother.
Yeah.
My family.
I'm okay with being Elijah Wood. They're worse actors. Like, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, just height-wise, he's really small. You're very small.
Very dainty.
Dainty.
Fit in small places.
Yeah, yeah.
Clothes look good on you.
Yeah. Clothes look good. You can probably still wear your girlfriend's, like, size medium sweaters, I bet.
Yeah, we trade clothes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in right now. Have you not seen Harry Styles?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Headlining Coachella?
God damn it, dude. That's the perfect segue, Giorgio.
Blam.
Can we get an applause for Giorgio? He just earned it.
Blammo.
Thank you. So, if you were listening to the show last week, talking about my rebirth at Coachella, where I get born again and come out in baby juice and placenta and everything else as I walk through Coachella... It was a big no-go from you, okay? Because Kanye was headlining, that's what we knew, and Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. We also knew Swedish House Mafia was going to be there. Mm-hmm. Coachella last night released their entire lineup, and including the third headliner. And I said, Jesse, I texted you on the drive home. You were having dinner with Brittany last night, and I texted you on the way home, and I said, hey, your boy's playing now. Are we going?
Are we going?
Yeah. Harry Styles has been added as the third headliner at Coachella. He will be wearing some women's clothing.
And looking good doing it.
Yes. So now are we going?
And looking masculine doing it. Now be careful, guys, of buying tickets to Coachella.
Yeah.
Because it'll probably go virtual last minute, no refunds. But And also, it sounds... I can't.
You can.
I can't go. I thought about it. I can't go.
You can.
Just so physically taxing, that whole situation.
All right, so I was thinking about this because I mean, from
flights to trams to heat.
I knew you'd say that. So can I make a proposal? Okay? Me, Giorgio, and Lázaro López at Coachella. Lázaro López at Coachella.
If you go,
we make him do peace signs in front of the Ferris wheel, and I mean, we do all the photo shoots.
Gen Pop, yeah, you can't go VIP though.
No, we wouldn't make it if we went Gen Pop.
We wouldn't survive. There's no way we get attacked.
No, you can't play on easy mode.
Yeah, yeah, you have to go Gen Pop, or it's not happening, or you don't get my blessing. You're going Gen Pop, dude. You're going to have to go to the shitty little fucking bathroom like all the other peasants, okay?
No, we go to we go VIP.
No,
VIP
you don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need AC trailers.
You need to go into the absolute...
We need the production
trailers.
The Tito's
tent.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Come on.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. You're not going.
But we get Lázaro López out there doing all the Coachella things.
That is really funny.
Holy shit. It would be so good. I mean, just so bright, you know?
Because Taylor Swift will probably be there, right?
No.
Yeah, she'll go VIP, I think.
She'll show up.
Oh, she'll show up, yeah.
She'll show up, yeah. She's not playing, but she'll be in.
If they met, by the way, that's his dream. It would be the greatest of all time.
Yeah, and she
He would lose it like a schoolgirl.
She would be terrified.
Her bodyguard would shoot him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he would die and be cool with it. Cool. I mean... Could Giorgio and Lázaro just go?
I mean, I guess, but that's, you know, I need somebody's got to be.
Nah, they need dad to go with them.
We need the puppet master. We need the ringleader. We need our torchbearer.
You're gonna get into a lot like crazier, you know, situations if it's just you two.
You don't know that,
Dad.
No,
Dad.
I'm 33 years old, Jesse.
Are you denying his rebirth?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're trying to stuff me back in the vagina and let me instead of letting me come out into the world.
Does that Ferris wheel thing actually go?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do people
get
on it?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes.
I only just took pictures in front of it.
Yeah, well, it lives.
You can also get a hot air balloon ride over Coachella.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that. That'd be a fun thing, huh? Just the three of us in a basket?
Just the three of us.
A charcuterie?
You know what? I don't care. Just go.
The rebirth is happening, baby. But just to Jesse's point, I don't know if it's going to happen. Things are getting canceled in Hollywood left and right, so I don't know how they're going to justify this. It's not until April, though, Giorgio, so there is hope. Yeah, Scott Schofield is saying López would fit well in Gen Pop. Yeah, he would. So it's two VIP tickets, and then López is in Gen Pop, obviously.
Honestly, a pretty decent backup nickname for him is Gen Pop López.
Gen Pop López.
For Coachella.
What's his first name?
In real life?
Yeah.
Scott. Scott López.
Gen Pop Scott.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Is Scott his first real first name?
Lord knows.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's hiding from something, but
who
we'll
cares?
Go with Scott, right?
I love him. I don't care what he's hiding for. I support him.
Oh, I love him too. All right. Do it.
You heard it here, kids. Rebirth. Coachella.
Yeah, I'm talking to Giorgio.
No.
Look, the only reason we're going to go is if Ari can get us Big Sean and we'll do a podcast with him about Flat Earth.
Is Ari saying
is
that?
Is he on that ticket?
He's on the ticket.
Put up the ticket for Coachella.
A few of my favorite people are on here.
There's a bunch of people.
21 Savage.
Yeah, 21 Savage.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I've seen 21 Savage in concert. It is not great.
No, he is the worst.
The first two rows of each night or of each day is pretty good.
Yeah.
Doja Cat.
Yep.
Megan
Thee Stallion.
I actually have a personal crush on here who is on my list. So
who?
I need to take me this.
Doja Cat.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Love Carly Rae.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I think she looks really good still, too.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Run the Jewels is on here, by the way.
He said, don't worry, she does.
Run the Jewels plays every ACL.
I fucking love Run the Jewels, too.
Yeah, just go to ACL.
But I didn't get to go this year.
Dan, we weren't expecting you to be into any of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a big festival guy.
You're what?
He's a huge festival guy.
I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
You just go and like shit on it, or you go and you like?
No, he loves it.
I like festivals.
He likes festivals.
I've been to Bonnaroo several times. I've camped. I've been in the mud. Like, okay. I get into it.
Hunter Gex is
playing. But then if someone's excited about Run the Jewels, you tell him.
You tell him,
fuck that. You can
No. I love Run the Jewels, but they literally play every ACL. You can just go see them every year.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it make them any less cool?
No.
So.
It's like Cherub, though. Like, Cherub plays
every festival. I can't imagine. Do you do, like, fucking drugs or something, or you just sit there stoic and love it?
I drink.
Do you dance?
I drink. I smoke.
I drink. I smoke. I dance.
I dance.
I toke. Okay.
So I think we're agreed that, you know.
No, there's other people on the list. Where is it?
No, we're agreeing that I'm in. I'm going.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. So
I think we just go as an office. We bring everyone. Brittany,
I think so,
Dan, Jared. Jared Colehouse.
All those three people you just mentioned would definitely not go.
Yeah, I want to see Dan in a festival.
No, not one prayer. He doesn't like to be in public of more than like 10 people.
I want to see Brittany really excited about the festival and then Dan agree to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah.
There you go. There you go.
You know what? I just got a thing that Megadeth and Lamb of God are playing in Vegas. That they would go to for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But
I need Dan in an Indian headdress or one of those big hats.
Yeah.
I need to see it. I need to see it.
Real quick, we got some sponsors here that pay for the show to be on the air. GhostBed.com/drinking bros, Jabes, 40% off the old bundle. You came home last night and I had the adjustable base.
In a weird position.
It was not weird, dude.
Elevated.
I'm a tall drink.
But your feet were so high.
It's great.
And your head was lower.
Yeah. It was really nice.
And you could barely see the Beatles Get Back for the 20th time in a row.
I could see just fine because I'm tall. So I don't even want to hear it from you.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it out of your mouth hole. The adjustable base is the greatest thing of all time. I can't imagine not having it now. And it comes with the bundle package. So you get a mattress, you get the adjustable base. It's 40% off. It fits perfectly to the mattress and everything else, so I would highly recommend getting those together. If you are going to get it, it's got all the things. As soon as I found out you were having a late dinner last night, I was just like, oh man, I'm going to ease into the evening with a little Beatles doc, finish it up, and because it was 9 hours.
Oof.
And then just chill out, and you came home.
So much footage.
Not only did you make fun of the position I was in the ghost bed, but then the Beatles rehearsing Get Back, which is one of the greatest songs of all time. It's fine.
It is, but the fifth time.
Okay.
In a row.
Look, it's the fifth time in a row I've talked about Ghost Bed this week. Okay.
Get Back.
Fifth time
get
in a row.
Get Back.
GhostBed.com/drinking bros. You can get 30% off individual items. So if you want just the mattress or just the adjustable base or pillows or the new weighted blankets, or the new buddy of mine, Harry Schumacher, just got the new pillow. You can order the stuffing so you can put as much as you want or less as you want in it. That's the new jam over there. In case you want a little body pillow, go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, where they get a 60-month pay-as-you-go program there that knocks it down to like $20 a month if you have decent credit. What are you doing with your life? It's a new year, new you. Get a ghost bed. It shits right to your house so you don't have to worry about the empty shelves. And empty shelves, Biden, okay? That just comes right to your house. GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Last but not least is our own. Hard AF Seltzer is coming out next month. Sign up for the mailing list. Just pop in your email at hardafseltzer.com. Bob, if you can pull that up, that'd be rad. I just had a call today, I think. Fingers crossed. We locked down the distributor in Texas.
Nice.
So it looks like it might be in 3 states to open, which is a lot. Nervous. I'm kind of nervous now. I'm flying up to Nashville next week and to do all the beta testing before it ships out across the nation. So go to hardafseltzer.com today. Sign up for the mailing list, and we'll tell you when you can order it, where you can order it, and all of those special, special things. Because you can order it online as well if it's not in your state. It's going to 42 states. So you're welcome, Jabes. You're welcome. But with Coachella, you were talking about it might be canceled. Last night, another main Hollywood event got canceled. I know I talked about the Grammys, but the Grammys is in L.A. L.A., I understand. They're under a mask mandate until February 15th. I don't know what they're going to do with the Super Bowl yet, unless they decide to push that date back or just make everyone wear masks into the stadium, which if you paid the type of money for Super Bowl tickets, you had to wear a fucking mask. Why? I wouldn't do it.
Well, wear a mask unless you're drinking or eating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, or just, oh no, I have to hold a beer
or
the entire
yelling
Super Bowl.
Or cheering, yeah. Or if you just refuse not to.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But the weird one to me was, because these things are Hollywood, and like Coachella, let's face it, is the Hollywood spring break, it kind of is now extending into other festivals and things that aren't even in the same state. So last night, Sundance Film Festival got canceled. That's in Utah, in the mountains, for Christ's sakes. So
it's all rich people.
It's all bad PR because it's still all those same people. Right, it's still all LA people.
Yeah, it's still all LA people.
They don't want to take the heat.
Correct. It's still all Hollywood. It's still all celebrities.
How does that affect South by Southwest?
I don't know that that's going to happen.
Is that in March, or when's that?
It's March. Yeah, first week of March.
So,
is it not happening?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on what Hollywood is going to say, because look, Sundance is in Utah. And they got that canceled. So are they going to say, hey, we're not going to do this in Texas either? Like,
yeah, but Texas... Mm-hmm.
They didn't do it last year.
So I don't know. Maybe Sundance and that whole valley is just too LA for them to blame it on rednecks, basically. But if you have something in Texas, I'm sure they could still be like, well, I'm going to go because it's my movie. You know, those rednecks over there. You know, like there's a scapegoat still.
Look, they want to come out. So who am I to...
Yeah.
It's different.
Don't worry. I'll have my mask on the whole time.
Yeah. I won't do any events, but I'll go.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with all this, to be honest with you. Because this isn't going away. The White House has walked away from it. So who knows? I'm not really sure. But for Sundance, the reason why that sucks is people are raging because they're not refunding Airbnbs or hotels. Or anything else. And to go there for some of these suites and everything, because like you've been there a couple times, I've been there a couple times, and we've each had films there. It's fun, but it's expensive as shit. Mm-hmm. And like if you're looking at some of those cabins that are right on Main Street and shit like that, it's like $5,000 a night. And people are raging right now that they're not going to give the money back for all these hotels and Airbnbs and all that stuff. But you know, you cancel it. Shit, man. 2 days before the event? 3 days?
That's so
isn't it
up.
Next week? I think it's next week.
It's supposed to be it's usually like
I think opening
21st.
Night is, yeah. So, congratulations. Have fun, everybody.
But that's how you do it. You know you're going to cancel it, but you sell all this stuff.
And keep the money?
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, beware.
But there is no insurance or anything else. Well, look, Coachella, you just get the refund of the tickets.
You have to get a hotel and stuff.
I would wait. I would wait on all of this stuff. Wait till the last minute to get a hotel. Because look, anymore with all of this shit, do you really know that you're going to go? You know?
Yeah. So that sucks. The Sundance thing sucks because... For the actual independent films, of which I'm not really sure if they even do anymore. But
they do, but it's all like you have to be...
So it's like the people like me when I first went, where it's like if that got canceled, it was like, that was it. That was our only...
Shot. Yeah.
Shot.
Yeah. And that's what's sad for a lot of these filmmakers. This year, I looked at the films a few weeks ago when they popped up. And this will lead us into our next story, because there was a White Men Revolt article where they all went in anonymously and told a major Hollywood publication what was really going on behind the scenes. But it's reflected in the films. Like the films had all like They were so diverse that it was like, oh, you're definitely trying too hard for all of this. Like, and every single thing was like the first trans person of color in a wheelchair directed this film. And you're like, all right, cool. But like, did all three of those need to go together? Like, I'm sure one other person was in a wheelchair at some point or whatever.
Yeah, but they weren't trans.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying is like, all of the films looked like that. Where you're just like, boy, are these even... And I called a buddy of mine who had submitted for his movie for Sundance this past year. And his agent just straight up told him, he was like, look, bro, love you, but you're white. And as hard as you worked in this film, and I think it's great, you're not getting in. Sure enough, he didn't get in.
Right.
But then this article came out about all these white guys like bitching to their agents and everything else in Hollywood last night. And they were all anonymous, by the way. Not one person went on the record. And they just said, look, all of the emails and phone calls and everything else is like, I'm sorry, you've lost to diversity. I'm sorry you're white. I'm sorry this is happening.
Wasn't Klain in it? Wasn't his movie?
What's that?
Wasn't Klain's movie in it?
His was in...
Last year?
Maybe 2 years ago. With COVID, it all blends together. He actually got to go, so whenever that was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he actually got
so
to go in
person.
So that
already happened.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was probably 2 or 3 years ago, right? COVID's been going on for 2 years.
Yeah.
But he actually got to go. The last, 2 years, people haven't been able to go. I think last year's was online. This year's is canceled. But with this, man, all these conversations that are happening, and it's a lot of friends of mine who are actors who are just like, yeah, we can't even... go up for those roles anymore. Like it's all fucked. And they're not choosing the best people the way they used to. There is a very strict diversity code that is now in with like the networks and stuff. So a lot of these guys were TV writers where 50% of your writer's room now has to be a person of color, indigenous, black, Asian, and they have a whole list. And so it just wipes out the jobs and everything else. And one of the writers was like, look, a lot of these people just aren't qualified to do these jobs. So I'm going in with a writer's room that I don't trust. There's a lot of scripts that are getting shot down and everything else. And the comedy, they were like, it's a fucking nightmare. Sitting in a room trying to get past a joke that everybody agrees on. They were like, good fucking luck. And I know Steve Harvey said something about it the other night where he said cancel culture has completely killed comedy, which is why he refuses to do any more stand-up. And he was a very, very well-paid stand-up comedian. Jesus Christ, Steve Harvey can make some goddamn money in this life. But even he was just like, dude, I can't tell one single joke on stage anymore. And he's black for his things.
Right.
So it's getting weird. And I don't know where we go from here or what happens. But, it's a strange place to be. Because I don't think any of this shit does well. One example they brought up was a show called Woke on Hulu. Do you know this one?
Is it tongue-in-cheek or is it actually?
It was supposed to be.
Oh.
And so the guy that got fired from it said, hey, this was supposed to be a tongue-in-cheek, like making
like a
fun
joke,
of it.
Kind of, yeah.
And then as it got along through all the iterations of the writer's room and the studio and everything else, like we became our own fucking joke that we were supposed to be making fun of.
Well, and yeah, it's just like with that. So like
really good cast too.
Yeah. Pop it up on screen.
Blake from Workaholics.
Oh shit.
Sashir Zamata from Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the main character guy's actor's name off the top of my head, but those two were funny people.
Yeah. He was in Wild 'N Out with Nick Cannon.
And the new girl.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
Afion Crockett, I think is his name. Or Afion, however you pronounce it. But that was the only guy to open up and actually give his name in the article. And he was like the showrunner who got fired. And
yeah.
He was just like, look, man, we're hiring a bunch of fucking people that own joke.
Well, we've talked about it before. It's like the, and just like that, the fucking Sex and the City.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
In their attempt to be, woke, they've gone so far that it's actually racist, right? So like there is a way to take it so far. What were we doing? Like we put up something where it was a corporation that was doing a dinner for like their black employees or something, and it was like collard greens, mac and cheese, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
or like they're changing the menu.
I think it was IKEA.
IKEA that was changing the menu for.
I think it was Black History Month.
Black History Month.
Oh no, it was Juneteenth. I think it was Juneteenth.
Juneteenth or something like this, right? And we're like in your attempt, and God love you, the Swedes, but in your attempt, right, to like honor this, you end up being racist, right? So,
I think what's interesting. Is it with the writers' rooms? It's almost like they're breaking a rule of writing the way they're so heavily handed doing this. It's like a scene where you just rely on nothing but exposition to get
right,
or like it's show don't tell. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
they're doing the opposite of those like writing pillars.
Yes,
to accomplish this in a writers' room.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's the. I mean, it's playing out in just like that. But it's written by, I think their writer's room even is kind of just like white gay men, older white gay men that are trying to like include everything and make these women like think about all these different things. In that, in their attempt to do that, they're making them like super racist.
Yeah. So, you know, part of this article of the reason why all these guys were anonymous is they still want the jobs and need these jobs, but they're afraid to tell anyone because they're like, we'll get blacklisted immediately. So when you go into these writing rooms, like this is what they're saying now, is that you have to go along with everything. And some of them are so afraid to even share emails with one another that the one guy who agreed to talk in this article said, can you meet me at like this park or something?
Yeah.
And he was like, I will show you the emails so you know that I'm not lying. However, I want to remain anonymous and I don't trust sending the emails to you because if they do get out through the thing, he's like, I'm fucked.
Right. So like woke in theory would have been great, right? To like make fun of all of that.
Yeah.
You just can't do it yet. Do you know what I mean? We're not at that. We're not at that point.
I don't know that we get back to that point, though.
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't help, though, that like a lot of the stuff that does make fun of woke people sucks.
Yes.
Like it's, I don't know that there's been a lot of like actual good cutting commentary on it. I was thinking about that, too.
I don't think it's commercial. But I think if you go to the internet, that's probably where you can find it. J.P. Sears, the comedian, is really good.
You don't like J.P. Sears' shit? No, it's terrible. BoJack Horseman did a really good job as far as like social commentary.
You don't like J.P. sketches?
He's absolutely terrible. He's the most pandering, just, ugh. Like, it's not watchable.
You're kidding. I love J.P. Sears.
Awful. Like, would not waste any of my time ever watching anything.
Can we say this though? Like, do you think in the beginning, like when he first started, it was
I didn't know who he was.
Oh, okay.
How did you find out who he was?
I like the little things about.
We had a guest on the show, and then we Googled who the hell he was.
He also used to like hang out at Onnit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. He's great.
Okay.
He's got a gajillion followers for some reason.
Like, I used to like his...
Let's please not use, like, followers as reference of quality.
Yeah, we have to at this point, dude. Jesus Christ.
Is Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, exactly. It's like NCIS is the greatest thing ever done.
But I'll give it up to them for being fucking rich as shit. I mean, Jesus, dude.
Like, and again, let's not associate money with quality either. Like, it's fine if we're talking about, like, good quality products that, like, say something or have a good message or quality writing or an interesting take.
It is possible to have both. It definitely is.
I love Atlanta.
Atlanta. I was just going to say Atlanta.
Donald Glover as a person has been doing it, you know, for the last 15 years.
So fucking Derek Comedy.
Yeah.
Derek Comedy was great.
Bro rape.
Yeah. I like J.P. Sears. So fuck you guys. I don't really care.
And that's fair. And I love the America we live in where that can happen.
Yeah. In matters of taste, there is no debate.
Comedy is always subjective. It's like whenever you say your favorite album. It's somebody's gonna fucking kill you no matter what. And you're just like,
the White Album, of course. It,
dude.
Get back.
Yeah. Jesse hates Get the back. Beatles. The second Get greatest back band to of where all time. You want. Jesse hates.
I don't hate it.
By the way, speaking of making money, the D'Amelios who sent the Christmas card a couple weeks ago. Because I'm friends with huge TikTokers. Now that I'm a TikToker and I'm famous off of TikTok, Jesse. You're going to have to learn to live with me like that. I'm sorry.
Sure.
You and Charlie, you know, picking out lip gloss together.
Yeah. I I didn't even find out that that clip. First of all, I didn't know we had a TikTok page, which we do. Drinking Bros Podcast is a TikTok page. The story I told about glory holes with my kid and trying to explain what they were when we pulled over that rest stop before the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to 330,000 views on TikTok.
Well, let's not equate views with talent.
Yeah. I wish it was paying as much as the D'Amelio chick. My God. So Wall Street Journal this morning came out with how much these TikTokers are making. Charli D'Amelio made $17.5 million off of TikTok last year.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
$17.5 million?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody on Instagram making that kind of money.
Back in the day, didn't they? Not anymore.
17.5?
They still are. Instagram is still for sure the biggest platform.
You're looking at like Dude Perfect numbers off of TikTok.
Like if you could, but it's all about translating that to like actual revenue. Like Instagram built in things to where you can like purchase the outfits. You can go directly to whatever like product that you're slanging.
Mm-hmm.
Where like on TikTok, you're really just looking at more of the exposure or like brand awareness. Like getting these like young kids who are on TikTok, like adulterated in whatever brands are cool at this point. It's less like exact like monetization from it, where Instagram kind of, you see more of that.
How much did she make?
$17.5 million.
So she made more money than Steven Adams and Markel Fultz in the NBA, for example?
Oh, yeah. She made more money than most of America's top CEOs. So, motherfucker, Wall Street Journal. God, subscribe. $4 a month, subscribe. Nobody's doing it, dude. No one's doing that.
I got a Wall Street subby.
Just do you pop it in.
You got to, bro.
It's fine. Charlie and Dixie. Yeah. And then Addison Rae. Yeah. I know all these. Like, it's crazy.
Are you a TikTok star?
I'm not.
Now? Oh.
Well, I am. I mean, I've got 300,000 views on a 330,000 views on a video. I think I've gone over to the other side. I'm a TikTok star now.
Made it.
While you're looking that up, shout out to everybody who's been rating the show on Spotify. All you have to do is just press the button. It's just 5 stars and that's it. Boom. Drinking Bros, Ross Patterson Revolution, all that. The ratings counts and we greatly appreciate it. But she's making more than, I'm looking at the CEO list. Bob, do you have it?
I have the article, the Wall Street Journal article.
Yeah, yeah. Pop it up. It'll tell you who she's making more than. You've got the wrong article. And that's the beauty of having a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. You're going to get the wrong articles when you need them the most, which is why we don't have subscriptions to it. But
they're just so big that there's multiple articles written about them.
I'm sure. But the list of CEOs that she's making more money than is fucking crazy. Read that off, Bob.
Higher than the CEOs of ExxonMobil, Starbucks, Delta.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That seems like that's on McDonald's.
They need to up their price point.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I would pay more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they charged more.
How do you tell your kids not to pop open a camera and just do this for $17.5 a year?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm all in. Right. I'm all in. And when he was on the show, when her dad was on the show, because the family's got their own reality show on Hulu, I asked him, because she was thinking about going to college, and I asked him, I was like, are they going to go to college, making this much money? And he goes, she got accepted, but we decided at the last moment we had to, business-wise, it was like, yeah, you're not going to make that much with a college degree. You got to stay on that TikTok train, dog. And nobody knows it better than me, Javes, you know?
Yeah, because you're in that world.
I'm super TikTok famous.
He's classy,
right now,
so. Bougie,
yeah.
Ratchet.
Yeah.
Super,
oh my God.
TikTok.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
He's still
learning the savage dance.
Is that this? Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, we have a...
You should just put that out like it's like it's brand new.
Hightower Sean makes those clips for us, so shout out to Hightower Sean up there. I don't know what the last clip they're going to post before he murders me, but it's always fun to guess. There, and that's the beauty of that TikTok account is like, you know, you can follow Drinking Bros Podcast on TikTok and then, hey, what's the last video before I get murdered?
Right.
Because you always wonder what it is. You always pop over there. James, we got a crime corner here?
We do.
Crime corner. Crime corner. Crime corner.
This one is so good. Now, was this a listener, Bobbert?
This is me. Found this one.
Bobbert. Bobbert's really been excelling at the precinct.
He loves true crime.
He's really been, you know, I tell him, you know, that's not your beat. You know what I mean? Like, just be safe. You don't have to go after. And he still is like, no, Sarge.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, Sarge.
I've got to. Yeah. He like defies orders, but still gets the story. Anyways, doctor no longer allowed to practice after branding patients' livers with his initials. To which I said when I got it, Bob, right? Victimless crime.
Yeah.
And also here.
The actual liver on the outside of the skin?
No, the actual organ. Liver.
Okay, so how do you know?
Exactly. So this doctor in the UK has been removed from the country's medical register for branding patients' livers with his initials. The incidents occurred in February and August 2013. This guy's name is Simon Bramhall, and he used a surgical device to write his initials on transplanted livers at the end of two surgeries. By the way, two, okay? It's not like a whole bunch. The 1.6-inch initials were discovered by another doctor when an organ transplanted by Bramhall failed after about a week.
Oh, no.
Now, look, we don't know if it's because of the initials, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, that's the price that you pay. You know, if you're gonna put your signature on something,
yeah,
it might not do well. You know,
stand by it.
Or were you hoping that, like, when they died, you know, way down the line, and the liver like was amazing, the transplant worked, that you had put your signature on there?
Sure, unless you're a donor, right?
Right.
You get in a car accident.
Is this a video?
No.
Oh, he's just got a pick. You have a pick of the doctor.
This is the guy.
It looks like a guy who would do something like that. But unless you're an organ donor, right, and you get in a car accident and they need your liver like immediately and it's in one of those igloo coolers like you see in Grey's Anatomy or something and they're running across or ER. Oh, we got to get this organ inside Johnny's body. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would see the initials unless somebody did die. And then,
no, so the initials, yeah, the initials were put on a transplanted organ.
Okay.
So it was, right? So it was like already transplanted, and then he put his initials as in like, I did this transplant.
Yeah. He was signing his work.
Signing his work, basically. Yeesh. And again, it's a real...
So somebody's going to get that and be like, hey, dude, this was an easy one. Like, what? What was the hopes and dreams behind that?
Because who would ever find it? Who would ever find the initials?
If it's getting transported, right? Some other doctor's got to put it inside somebody else.
No, he's put it in.
Oh, he already put it in. Okay, it's a different story.
I think maybe someone went back in.
So one failed,
right?
Is what happened.
Yeah.
Ah.
And so then they had to go, basically at this point, now you're...
Did they prove that it was because of the tattoo that it failed?
No, we don't know that.
No. We don't know.
You're not willing to take a guess, you two? I mean, you're detectives.
I mean, it was a very small little...
Yeah, I'm guessing that wasn't what caused it to fail. It was just like they opened it up and were like, what
the fuck?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Basically, you just opened up and went, who the...
Yeah.
So it's just so bizarre. He said, sorry. He foolishly made a mark on the adjacent liver, admitting his actions in 2000 were stupid and entirely wrong. Now, I don't understand it. I just think it's like Is it just to be weird? Because it's just weird.
No, I think you're really proud of what you do. And if look, if you're doing something you love, you never work a day in your life. Okay? People know that.
Yeah. Oh, so they
you do weird shit to me all the time with your food.
Like what?
You'll put like a drop of blood in it or a tear. And then afterwards, then you'll look at me and be like, hey, did you like that burger?
I'm like, yeah. You wish I gave a shit.
And you were like, I made it with love. my tears are in this.
Yeah.
My actual blood and tears are in this.
However, the case was resubmitted, and during a hearing on Monday, the service said it accepted that no lasting physical damage was caused to either patient from the signature, which we assumed.
Was it a signature or just initials?
It was initials.
Okay. If it was a full signature.
Just an inch, a little over an inch of just ding, ding, ding.
An inch is big. That's.
No.
That's top of the index finger right here.
Yeah, but those are two letters.
Yeah, they could be smaller. That's. Maybe he was an amateur tattoo artist, in the same way that I give amateur circumcisions, you know?
Anyways, he was.
I'm not licensed.
He was immediately, you know, suspended and had to pay the equivalent of $13,000.
That's not bad.
I know.
$13,000 isn't terrible.
In U.S. dollars.
I mean, also, 10,000 pounds. The liver is one of, if not the most, like, self-healing organ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe
he just
fills back in.
Like, I don't think that. Again, that didn't cause anything. It's just like you just get suspended and you have to pay the fine for just being weird as shit. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's why I said when I texted him back, Detective Bobbert.
Yeah.
I was just like, victimless car. I mean, what? That's fucking cool.
Sure.
And weird.
Yeah.
And if it works, you never get caught.
Sure.
Dude, yeah. It's honestly like, don't you want a doctor with that much pride in his work.
Right?
Yeah.
And like a little, like a, that kind of screw loose, you know?
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
Don't you want him to be a fucking total creep that like puts an initial that no one's ever going to see?
Yeah.
Ever? Yeah. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the cameras, you know?
Why?
Just peeking around, you know? Just making sure everything's on the up and up. We have another show today. We got a bunch of shows today.
Oh, okay. You've moved on already to your next show.
You interrupted my head movement. It was off camera. Nobody saw that. So you brought it to their attention.
Yeah, but when you're doing that, I feel like things are weird.
Be a professional. You know, you got to stay on. Camera's on you.
No, you be professional. You're not directing this show right now. We have three very professional people over here that are doing it.
We have 2.25 professional people.
Are you a full or a quarter?
I'm a half.
Okay.
Dan's 0.75 and Rob's a one.
That doesn't add. Does that add up to 2.5?
It definitely does not.
Oh my God.
I don't think it does.
This,
did I tell you
500 milligram bag of edibles?
Yeah, I was like, did I tell you to go eat or smoke something? Thank you.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look at this bag.
I opened up a drawer in the kitchen and there was a shit ton of weed in there.
Well, I'm trying to let my lungs heal a little bit.
That's the office weed.
Oh, is that just for everyone?
I guess.
Yeah, I also just don't like driving with weed anymore. So I just like it to be here.
I think Eli hits it up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All we really like to like cater to our
hosts.
We do.
We've got, if you, when you come
it's
here.
A perk.
Yeah, when you come here, who was on yesterday? Eddie Gallagher was on yesterday. He goes, shit, man. He goes, it's real. Like you come here and there's fucking full booze.
Yes.
Things. I was like, yeah, all the things are here.
Yes.
When you come, you can rage and have whatever you want. We don't care.
Right.
We don't care.
We need a giant adult slide at the new place.
There was a shotgun laying on one of the desks that was painted like the American flag, and I believe it had part of the Constitution on it.
Yeah, that one was cool.
Yeah.
Was trying a little bit hard, but it was cool.
That's Dan's gun.
Yeah, well.
It was a little bit on the nose, but.
I forget. No, somebody made it for him.
It'd be fun to like kill a home invader with that, and the last thing they think is they're dying. They like see that, and they're like, oh, cringe, bro.
Yeah. They're like, really, bro? Yeah. They're like, we get it.
That's too much America.
Yeah, we get it.
Also, if you knock,
you're a patriot.
If you knock into the wrong shelf here, a gun just falls down.
That's true.
You could open like a puzzle box and it's like full of fucking
third
guns.
Stall on the right in the men's bathroom. There's a 9mm under the.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. We're on air.
I'm waiting for the ATF.
You never know.
Why wouldn't you have one in the women?
They're all registered. Everything's registered. So we're on the up and up in here. You know?
It's going to be a full-blown Waco situation.
We do have a flamethrower in the other office. I guess that's Koresh. Also what they're doing.
Yeah, we do. We do have the Elon Musk flamethrower. That's true.
Yeah, that is true. Who would be the Koresh?
Probably Eli. I could see Eli.
No, he's not.
You have to convince yourself that you can be that. I think Eli could totally convince himself of running
it's not
a
Dan.
Cult. No, no. Dan, it's too much work for Dan. Okay? Like Eli would actually devote the time and be like, yeah, I can do this. I guarantee if you ask him, when's the next Giggle Boys?
Friday.
Yeah. Ask him. Just be like, hey, man, do you think you could ever run a cult? I bet you it is less than a 0.5 second answer of yes.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, do you think you could run a cult? And ask him really seriously, like Stone Cold.
Right.
You think you run a cult? And he'd be like, yes.
I think he low-key did.
I don't know, but I guess.
He did like a boarding school in Montana. So I'm sure he ran his floor.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he killed a wolf. Ate it. Yellow Jacket style, you know?
I'd join.
Yeah, you're very susceptible to joining a cult.
If you make a documentary on it.
Yeah, you're in.
I'll be there.
Yeah. I think season finale tonight, Yellow Jackets.
Really?
I think it's.
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday night, yeah.
Sean's a good fall guy, though.
Yeah, I see Sean just murdering everybody. Like, I don't really see him getting into the whole cult thing. Like, I see a Cowboys loss in the first or second round. Probably the second round is what I'm assuming. And then it's like.
He'd be a great, like, number two.
Yeah.
Great follower.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. He's saying, oh, come on.
No, but then he gets to indoctrinate all the new people. Like, he's like, I'm not the head of this, but I'm better than you.
Sean, you get to have sex with all the people before the main person does. Like, you have to test them
dudes.
Out. Yeah.
It's a trickle down.
It's a trickle down. So, like, all the dudes you have to fuck or get sucked off. You can get sucked off by them. So, I'm not saying you have to get fucked or fuck them. You can get sucked off by them. So, you choose on that one. That's totally fine. And then it goes up to the top guy. And that's kind of how cults work, you know. So, yeah, Jesse, you're very susceptible to joining a like, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I am. Yeah. I'm definitely in search of a different life than this one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, Momoa.
No, Momoa. No. Oh my God, I could not.
Momoa.
I couldn't.
I don't think you could have one conversation with Momoa.
No, I don't. So I just don't do well with sincere people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand.
Like anyone that's, you know, real, just like feels the sun on their, like that, we wouldn't get along. That's all. And I would like try and I would hate myself.
It's
like
true.
I think, we talked about this with Johnny Depp, where I'm just like, it's too fucking much.
It's too much.
It's just too much.
Yeah. Just to put on the bracelets to leave the house is a long time.
Exactly. And if we can't fucking have a laugh about it,
yeah.
What is the point of any of that? What is the point of putting all the garb on if you can't both look in the mirror and go, fucking A, you are so ridiculous.
We're dressing
and
like
him be like, yeah, I know.
Pirates to go to Olive Garden.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be like, chill. To be like, we just rolled out of bed, right?
Well, happy Momoa Day, ladies. January 13th will forever be known as Momoa Day for the ladies out there.
Yeah.
And then we'll see who he remarries. I would have put my money on like a Shailene Woodley, but that's Aaron Rodgers now. So I don't know who's hippie-wise is out there. Free spirit, loving, open to the warmth, the water, all that stuff.
Again, like, I mean, the daughter, maybe. Fucked up, right?
Be crazy.
That would be fucked up.
Because the daughter's hot.
The daughter looks exactly like her.
I know. She's on, what's the show on HBO? It's Zoe Kravitz. What's the show with Reese Witherspoon? It's huge.
Big Little Lies.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Big Little Lies. She's one of the leads in that.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Lisa Bonet's daughter is.
She's just in everything.
She's in everything, yeah.
Yeah, but she's hot and looks identical. She's just a 20-year... What if that's the thing? That would be so fucking
so
insane.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
No.
She's old enough.
I think it's the worst career move he he could have made. Dude, and I wonder if it's his.
People would be tying themselves into a pretzel if he Woody Allen'd Zoe Kravitz.
Well, I think she's his age.
Or would they be like.
Right. Yeah. Dude, I mean, it would be.
She looks identical to her.
The discourse on that would just be chef's kiss.
Right? Yeah.
It would be bananas.
Would it be Quinn Assange 2022 or what?
Probably.
Like, would we be. Is everything so fucking nuts that that would be a news story for a day?
Maybe. We're only 13 days in, and I'm not going to put it past 2022 already, for real.
Yeah.
It's been a weird start to this year.
No, but I'm just saying his, that whole thing of not being with Lisa Bonet, it's going to be a tough, it's going to be a tough transition for him to be an untethered Momoa.
Momoa out in the wild.
Just spinning around. It's going to be rough. we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Find out. Happy Momoa Day, ladies. Don't forget to rate the show on iTunes as well. Just rate it a 5-star and leave a review. That's all the advertisers care about. And that's what helps the show. So just do it. We appreciate it. And hardafseltzer.com. Coming at you soon. Sign up for the mailing list. And we'll let you know all the cities that is coming at you. For Jesse Weissman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Bye.